Okay, Chevra, I want to discuss with you today is the age-old question of gelatin, which of course comes up in the Ramah in Simin Pei Zayin Se'if Yud. The Ramah tells us that Ar HaKeva Shalofa'am in Molchan Oso Miyab Shan Oso V'Nasa Ke'etz U'Mamal Oso Cholof Mutar D'me'afash N'siyab Yishab Ke'etz V'Alma V'Ein B'Lachuk Hisbazar. The Ramah quotes in the Shibalei Halakat that once something is Yavesh Ke'etz, so therefore, it is it has the din of Eitz Ba'alma, doesn't have Lachuchas Basar at all, and therefore you're allowed to be Mamale it with Cholav, and there's going to be no Isser whatsoever, as I state in the Ramah. Gelatin is a substance that is made, basically, by taking ur and atzamos, and the ur and atzamos undergo some process wherein they put some phosphorus and some acid, and they remove... did anyone Wikipedia this about how you make gelatin?
YouTube.
What?
YouTube.
YouTube. Okay, so what does the guy in YouTube say? The Goyin YouTube.
And you go in, you take the skin of the pig, was pig, it was pork meat, and then you put it, was they cut it up, they put it in a cup, and they pour water in, and then I guess they let it sit for a while, and then eventually they take the fat off the top, and then they pour out the liquid, and they float the liquid further, and they leave the skin, I guess they, I don't know what they do, they throw out the skin.
They throw it out, yeah.
They take that, they filter it, what do they do?
Speak louder.
They put in some acid and they filter it out a bunch of times and then.
Okay. They put in some acid. They filter out a bunch of times. They end up with this substance that's called gelatin, right? And gelatin is used to be maimed many different things. No, one of the major dangerous issues on the planet is gelatin. They use gelatin in a lot of jelly beans, hence the term jelly beans. They use it in gummy bears. They use it in ice cream often. And what has emerged in the world of kashrus, by the way, is that in the United States, kashrus agencies tend to be machmir on gelatin, in part because of the tshuva of Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Zechor Nivrecha, that we'll discuss in a few minutes. In Eretz Yisrael, gelatin is a hot-button issue. If I'm not mistaken, one of the differences between plain old Rabbanut and when something is called Rabbanut Mahadrin is gelatin. Right? So gelatin is a big deal. By the way, that means also, I was once discussing this with Rabbi Bednarsh, there are a few differences between Rabbanut and Rabbanut Mahadrin. And if you can avoid all those differences, so then, right, plain Rabbanut is probably going to be okay. The issues are gelatin. So if you have a product that gelatin is not in, it's just not done, so that's going to be okay. Another difference is going to be bug checking, whether it's airtight, how tightly they check for bugs. So if you have a substance that's not really susceptible to bugs, right, so it's going to be okay. The third difference between Rabbanut and Rabbanut Mahadrin is the Hafarshas Trumas and Maisris, which again, you could probably do on your own, become like a shtickle brisker, which is not the worst thing in the world. The fourth difference does relate to Hilchas Shchita, in terms of just like when they find a pill in the sack and how many they throw out, plain Rabbanut uses the same standards of Shchita as the OU uses. So like, push comes to shove. Again, I'm talking about plain Rabbanut as Rabbanut Yerushalayim. I don't know other communities, but this is like something that I tried to look into years ago. So sorry, we have this substance called gelatin. And one of the big heterim for gelatin is found in the tshuvas of the Achiezer, Rechayim Oizer, Zechorin Olavrach, and Chela Gimel, Simen Lamed Gimel. It's big os beis, little os hay, if you know what I mean. And Rechayim Oizer is meiko on the gelatin. He basically says that even though the Shach says you should not do it l'chatchila, the Shach is only talking about the B'nai Me'ayim or something. But the Ur and the Atzamos, you're allowed to be Miyabesh Ke'etz, even Lechatchila, and use it, not a problem at all. He assumes that even without this Yabesh Ke'etz, it's going to be Mutter, because Atzamos Yaveshos, of like Yecheskel, the Atzamos Yaveshos are going to be Mutter no matter what. The only Isra exists by Atzamos Rakais. And Reb Chaim Eizer says, and certainly because in this case they make it Yavesh Ke'et, so it's going to be Heter. Gamor I, maybe you should be worried that these Atzamos are Boleya from the Basar in the cooking process. So Reb Chaim Eizer says, yeah, but everything is Nosin Tan Nufga because they have phosphorus and acid in there when they cook it. So it's all Heter. Gamor, this is the big kula of Reb Chaim Eizer. It becomes ra'i l'achila later on, right? In other words, the gelatin, right, goes through all these processes when it's not ra'i, but acharei kechlos hakol it is ra'i. So Reb Chaim Eizer proves from the Gemara in Temura and Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about an efroa from Beitzas Trefa. Now you have a kashera species of bird, and the kashera species of bird lays an egg, and that egg, so that egg is treif, no? That's a Beitzas Trefa. It's a treif egg. Literally, Beitzas Trefa. And then that egg produces a chick. So the chick, the Gemara in Tzimur Lamed Aleph tells me, is kosher. Why? Zakhbi Gemara, because in order for the chick to come out, that Beitza had to become Nifsal and Gansin. The Beitza goes through some stage where it becomes like Ka'afar, the Gemara says. I have no idea the Metzias of eggs and eggs hatching and stuff, but the Gemara says that it becomes Nifsal and Gansin, and if that's the case, when the chick is born, the chick is really not coming from a Beitzas Trefa. It's coming from something that was Afer Ba'alma, so it's going to be Heter Gamor here also, even though it's Ro'i afterwards, but it went through a stage when it's Eino Ro'i, Zakhtub Chayim Eizer, based on that Gemara Temura, and the Yavish Ke'etz, etc., it is all going to be Heter Gamor. Hagon Reb Aaron Kotler, in his Chuvis Mishnas Reb Aaron, Chelet Aleph Simen Yud Zayin, Reb Aaron is machmir on the gelatin. And Reb Aaron's basic argument is azoy. The Rambam tells me in Perek Dalid of Hilchos Macholos Asurais Halacha Yud Ches that the reason why the atzamos of a non-kosher animal are considered kosher, zok the Rambam, because einam ru'uyin la'achila. Einam ru'uyin la'achila ha'oichel min nevela treva behema tmeya or atzamais, right? So the Rambam writes, afal pishu asar hareza potter mipnei she'ein elu ru'uyin la'achila. The Rambam says a reason why it is not considered, or I have to phrase this carefully, the reason why your potter is at the Rambam is because it's eino ro'oi la'achila. Now, Zakt Reb Aaron, and we'll go through his whole cheshbon in a few minutes, Zakt Reb Aaron, what that really means is that the heter is because it's not ro'oi la'achila, but when you have something like gelatin, which taka is ro'oi la'achila, so therefore it's going to be osur. That's Reb Aaron in a nutshell. So, effectively, what we have is as follows. There's a machlokes between Reb Chaim Eizer and Reb Aaron, whether gelatin is kosher. And what we could say in Lomdus is that this machlokes really connects to why atzamos are mutter entirely. Is the heter of atzamos because it's not ro'i la'achila? If that's the case, again, atzamos and ur, which is the substance from which gelatin comes, if the heter is because it's not ra'i l'achila, so then l'chorer Reb Aaron is correct, that when it becomes ra'i l'achila, it should be a problem. However, im nomar, that the heter is because it's not basar, that the lumdus of ur and atzamos is that it's not called basar, so once it's not called basar, it's going to be mutter, even though it's ro'i l'achila, because push comes to shove, it's not basar. That's really the big chakira in Judaism. No? Now, this issue is a machlekes on the page. No? The Shachan Oslami Gimel tells me that sha'ar b'nei me'ayim, that me'yabish, ad shenasu ke'etz, is going to be mutter, but you shouldn't do it lechatzchila. Now, sha'arvei ne'emei ayim is like the intestinal matter, so that is going to be mutter when it's yavish ke'et, but you should not do it lechatzchila. Now again, we already commented that Reb Chaim Oizer felt that the shops not doing lechatzchila is true only on b'nei me'ayim, but on atzomais it's going to be hetzer gomor. What about something is mamish basar? If something is mamish basar and it's yavish ke'etz, so then is that going to be mutter? So the shach doesn't speak about befevish over here, but the prima gadim does, and the prima gadim writes basar yavish ke'etz is aser, meaning. The Prima Gadam L'cha'ayra is saying that the heter over here is because it is in Oroi. The heter over here is because once something is Yavesh Ke'etz, it is, or that's Yavesh Ke'etz, so therefore it's not really Basar, and that's why it's Mutter. The Or is only Usar because it gives off some Tam, let's say. But once it is ice giving off time, it's going to be mutter. But something like basar, right, when it's yavish ke'et, says the Prima Gadim, it's going to be aser. Now, this issue comes up also in the Pisri Tshuva in Oschaf, where the Pisri Tshuva quotes a tshuva of the Tiferes Tzvi about tola'im adumim shemiyav shenosam, and they add it into some whiskey, that's going to be mutter. Toilaim adumim l'cha'ora is like basar. So the Tiferes Tzvi is arguing on the Prima Gadim. And Tiferes Tzvi says that even mamish basar is going to be mutter when it's yavesh ke'etz. Meaning that the heter of yavesh ke'etz is a heter that it's no longer shein basar. And therefore, even if it was basar mitchila, it's going to be mutter. So nachamol, the Prima Gadim says basar yavish ke'etz is aser. Tiferes Tzvi disagrees. Not only does the Tiferes Tzvi disagree, but Maran Hashach also disagrees. No, it's a shvera Prima Gadim, because the Prima Gadim is saying that basar yavish ke'etz is aser, but in Simen Kuf Yud Dalet in the Shach Oschaf Aleph, the shach is a matir basar yavish ke'etz. The case is azoy. There's something called karkom. What is karkom? I think it's like saffron or something. And they used to be the Rashba asr the karkom. Right? That's what the Mechaber writes in Kuf Yud Dalet, that the Rashba hayonizhar me hakarkom because they're mezalfin yayin and they're ma'arif b'yichutei basar yavish. Right, the Rashba has two reasons to aser the karkom. One reason is that they would pour some yayin on the karkom, and that's why it's here in Kuf Yud Dalet, because in Kuf Yud Dalet there's a whole bunch of substances, like yin rimonim and stuff, where Chazal or the Mishonim are worried that they're going to add some yayin to it, and therefore you're not allowed to buy it without a hasher. And the karkom, the Rashba was machmir on reason one, because mezalfin bo yayin. Reason two, because it's chutei basar inside the karkoim. Now, the shach is interesting, because the shach, I would say, is the classical posek in Judaism, no? Shach lived 1621 to 1662, most awesome person ever, and the shach basically is the gra, but a little different than the gra. What I mean by the shach is the gra, so the shach is always interested in going back to the primary sources. And the shach does careful research in the primary sources, even careful research, and we could see that in this shach also in the manuscript, right? The shach will go back to the Kisvei Yad, which according to tradition is something that the Goyim did, right? When the Goyim went into exile, the tradition is that he was going to all the libraries in Europe to look for different Kisvei Yad, no? That's what they say. So that's one thing. There's a difference. The shach also lived in Vilna. The Gra lived in Vilna. The shach is probably the first rabbinic figure we know who lived in Vilna, which is also interesting. The difference between the shach and the Gra, I would say, is that the shach is more of a classical posek in that he wants to go back to the classical sources, to the traditional sources, to the earliest source. But the shach is also very bound by what the minhag is. The Gra, how do we say this, couldn't care less about Minhagim. No? The Gra basically is saying, you know what, give me a Gemara, give me a Midrash Halacha, and that's the din. The Shach, as a classical posek, wants to know the Gemara, the Midrash Halacha, but he's going to say, listen, if Kla Yisrael has a Minhag, so we got to defend that a bit. No? And this Shach over here is doing exactly that. The Shach is saying, yes, the Rashba answered the Karkoim. However, the Minhag HaOlam is that they eat the Karkoim, and the Shach has to work very hard on why that's true. So at first the Shach says, well, let's take each concern of the Rashba separately. Concern one of the Rashba that Mizalfin Boyayin, Zok the Shach, that's only true, that's only a concern in the community where the Roiv is Mizalfin Yayin, or the Derech is Mizalfin Yayin. But if you have certain people who are never Mizalef Yayin, so then you could always nem on the suffix. You could always assume that since there are some people who are not Mizalef Yayin on the Karkom, it's going to be Mutter, because the Isser over here is only an Isser Drabonon, so therefore I could be no Telahakka as long as there's one person or some people, one group, who's not Mizalef Yayin. That's the first issue in the Shach. Fine, great. What about issue two? Right? The second issue of the Rashba to answer the Karakoim is that they're Chutei Basar Yavesh. So the Shach says, first of all, there ain't no such Rashba. He says in the Ksav Yad, the Ksuvah said, you notice this in the Shach? Right? This is like, the Shach, I don't know how I'm allowed to put him in Yeshiva, but Professor Louis Ginsberg has an article where he writes that the school of the Gra are the fathers of, how do we call it in Treif? It's called higher criticism. Right? Any of you went to college, you know what this stuff is? Any of you not go to college, you know what this stuff is through osmosis?
But, I don't have a heter.
What? Part of the issue with criticism is to try to figure out the proper text. That might be called lower criticism. Higher criticism is that you're trying to figure out authorship. I'll leave it like that. So, the Shach is very into figuring out the proper text, no? And the Shach says, I have a Chubas HaRashba who doesn't say anything of the Basar Yavesh. So therefore, now, even according to the Beis Yosef Ksav Yad and the Chubas HaRashba, who says something about Basar Yavesh, Zok the Shach, I still think it's Mutter, because he says a few things. Right? One thing the Shach says is that it's going to be Mutter because it's Batol Barov. Now, Batol Barov means that you have more Karkoim than you have Basar Yavesh. And that's why it's going to be Mutter. So the Shach's son jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels and says, Tati, what are you saying? That's Batol Barov. The din is that min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish has to be Batol B'shishim. So that's one kasha, and the Kudas HaKesef asks, if you look on the side of the page in the Dogo Merivoba, he tries to be miyashiv that kasha. That's one interesting sidebar in this Shach. Then the Shach goes on, and the Shach says, Old Nerela Hakel in Karakoim, because it's Yavesh Ke'etz. That means that the Shach is saying, by the way, that Yavesh Ke'etz is going to be a heter even though it's Basar. Nitvi, the Prima Godin. No? Or the Achrayim, Taina, that, my dear Prima Godin, you totally blew this one. You missed it, because it's against the Shach. So, that's pretty important. Then the Shach has another nusach, and the Shach says, even if right now it's not Yavesh Ke'etz, vibalt, since mitchila ha-yavesh ke'etz, it's going to be Mutter. Now the Prima Godim himself says that something that used to be Yavesh Ke'etz, and then is Choser u'misrakech, the Prima Godim asers, in that same Prima Godim Islamid Gimel. But the Shach disagrees. And l'cha'ora, this machlokas is toloi b'chakira shalanu. Because if the pshat in this Yavesh Ke'etz is that it loses the shame basar, so that means right now it's not meat. That means even if it was basar, it's mutter. That means that even if later on it's going to be chozer misrakech, it's still mussar. However, if the pshat in yavish ke'et is just that it's not going to be nice and tam, aber sizblait basar, it remains basar. So if that's the case, we could say that basar itself, this yavish ke'et, won't help. And certainly, even if it's b'nei me'ayim, or even if it's gidim and atzamais, or something else that's in this yavish ke'et, so once it's chozer misrakech, it's going to be asar. So what we have, halacha l'maisa, and this is, by the way, is an interesting way of thinking about how to do halachic methodology. Do you start from the classical poskim on the page? So I would say it's a machlokas shach and prima gadim, right, about this hakira. Or do I try to go back to the earlier sources and try to figure out this hakira on our own? And I kind of leave the shach and the prima gadim like till the very end. That's not the beginning of my conversation. I began this halachic conversation as machlokas shach and prima gadim because we're in Shulchan Aruch, no? But in the tshuva of Reb Aaron Kotler, Zechrayna Livracha, and by the way, this is very important. Did I mention this last time we spoke about gelatin? Reb Shimon Iyer. Yeah, I mentioned it, okay? So the reason why Reb Iyer didn't write so many halacha books is because he got involved in the gelatin business. This tshuva of Reb Aaron Kotler, by the way, is written to Rabbi Reb Nachman Kornmel, who was, any of you from the Five Towns? He's the founding rabbi of Young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst. Rabbi Kornbaum, before he came to Lawrence Cedarhurst, was in Albany, and based on the eights of Reb Aaron, he oversaw the production of gelatin that came from Atzamos Kesheros. And he asked the Shaila to Reb Aaron whether it's going to be pariv, that gelatin, whether it remains fleishig. That's Simon Tesazayin in Mishnah Sur Aaron. Simon Yud Zayin in Mishnah Reb Aaron is Reb Aaron gives you his own lengthy biur regarding Inyan Hajalatin, right? And Reb Aaron begins with this Chakira, and the lumdus of Reb Aaron is tremendous because Reb Aaron puts this Chakira in within the Rambam, Zosomeres Azoi. We began with the Rambam, Perek Dalev, Halacha Yud Ches, where the Rambam says that the Or and the Gidim and the Atzamais are mutter because it's Einam Ru'uyin La'achila. And we thought the Rambam's a slam dunk that Einam Ru'uyin La'achila means the hetzer is because it's not Ro'oy, and therefore it wouldn't help on Basar. Right? If it's Mamish Basar, it's going to be Asar, and etc. Like we spoke about. However, Reb Aaron has a question. When the Rambam says it's Eino Ro'oy La'achila, when the Or and the Gidim and that Tzomis is not Ro'oy La'achila, is that a Sib or is that a Simen? Meaning, one could read Eino Ro'oy La'achila as the Sib of why it's going to be, right? This is, by the way, classical Telzer Chakira. Siba versus Simen, right? Telzer is, right? So, Siba means that the reason why it is Pater Aval Aser, the reason why it's not also min ha-tayra, let's say, is because it's not roi la'achila. Alternatively, we could say that in a roi la'achila is a simen, zosomeres, that in a roi la'achila tells me it's not bichlal basar. Right? I could say in a roi la'achila is a sibo, or I could say it's a simen. That's the real chakira that Reb Aaron develops. And Reb Aaron is inclined that within the Rambam itself, it's clear that Eino Ro'oy La'achila is going to be the Siba, not the Simen. In other words, Eino Ro'oy La'achila does not mean that it is not Basar, but rather the reason why you're not Chayiv is because it's Eino Ro'oy La'achila. It's a Siba, not a Simen. And the Raya that Reb Aaron brings is from another Rambam, Perek Ches Halachavod. There's a din of Gid Hanoshe. Gid Hanoshe is Be'etzem not Ro'oy La'achila, no? We pass an Ein Begidin, Benos and Tam. Gid Hanoshe is Eino Ro'oy La'achila. That's like, that's given. Zok the Rambam. If I'm ochel gid hanoshe, nonetheless, the Torah is mechayiv eating gid hanoshe. It's a gzeres hakosav. Even though it's in the way lachil, it's like a chiddush haTorah that you're chayiv on gid. The Rambam tells us, perkes halotavav, if I eat gid hanoshe shal nevela, chayiv shtayim. mitok shenipla beiser she'ar gufa shayamuter nipla gam hagid v'naisav olav iser acher. If I have a gid hanosha of a behema that's a nevela, says the Rambam, Yechayim Shtayim. If I eat it, I'm Chayim Mishum Gid, and I'm Chayim Mishum Neveila. So Nish'ela Tasha'ila, how can you be Chayim Mishum Neveila on this substance? Rechoret, Ein Boi, B'nais and Tam, Hateinach the Gid, I can be Chayim on, because that's the Gzeres HaKosov, but Yechayim on Gid. But how can you be Chayim on the Neveila? So the answer is, I'll tell you the answer. Says Rav Aaron, the answer is Azoi. The only pshat in Gid, it's not that Gid is not Bechlau Basar. Gid is Bechlau Basar. Or in Atzomais and Gidin are Bechlau Basar. Nor of us, they're not Ro'e La'achila. However, the Torah says that by Gid Hanasha, we consider this Achila. So, yes, usually when I eat a bone, that's not eating. Special Gzeres HaKosov that we consider Achilas Gid Hanasha to be eating. Once I say that the Maisa Achila on this Gid is a Maisa Achila, so then I'm going to say by the Nevela also that I'm going to violate the Isser Nevela. Because it's the same Maisa Achila, the same mastication, right? When I chew, I like that word, right? When I chew the Gid, when I eat it, Dos heist achila klape the din of Gid. Once I'm saying it's considered achila klape the din of Gid, it's also going to be considered achila klape the din of Nevela. If I'm going to say that the p'tur of Gid is that it's a simen, not a siba, if I'm going to say that Gid heist nisht basar, so that's why I'm punter. But by Gid Hanosha, it's considered Basar, so then there's no reason why I'd be Chayim Mishum Neveila. I could say, oh, Klafei Nidim, Gid Hanosha, it's considered an Isser. But Mehecha Teis is a Chayim Neveila. The only reason, right, this is mamish, brilliant lumbus that Reb Aaron has, no? Reb Aaron, by the way, my father, did I tell you this story? My father went to Lakewood because my father was appointed at a very young age, I think he was like 25, to become the director of B'nai Akiva in Canada. And they felt that he was too young to direct all B'nai Akiva. He needed to learn in yeshiva a little bit longer. So my father had to decide which yeshiva to go to. So he was thinking of coming to YU, but one of his friends from Montreal told him he should go and learn by Rabbi Aaron Cutler in Lakewood. So in order to take over B'nai Akiva, my father learned in Lakewood. Okay? So he was in Lakewood for like only 2 months. He hated it. In those years, Rabbi Aaron would only say Shir on Shabbos. He was like too busy raising money all week. He'd say Shir on Shabbos, he'd be spitfire. Like no one understood a word that Rabbi Aaron said, because he'd speak like a million miles a minute. There was like only 50 guys in the whole yeshiva. There was one guy in the yeshiva who understood the Shem Yankel Schiff, who married the Velvel's daughter. Right? He was like the best guy in Lakewood. He was like, give Chazar Shir. It took him like a whole week to give Chazar Shir and Reb Aaron. Like, and Reb Aaron was a guy like him. Like, he would speak mamish a million miles a minute. He was like from Brooklyn Squared. Right? That was the yisod of Reb Aaron. Oh. So Reb Aaron is this brilliant raya. No, it's mamish very, very stark. And he says, oh, you see from that Rambam that Yechayev at Gid Hanosha Shel, on the Gid Hanosha Yechayev, both Mishum Nevela and for Gid, that means that the Ptur was that it's not a Maisa Achila, and once it's gonna be Achila, Klapi Gid Hanosha, so therefore Yechayev Mishum Nevela also. Because if the din is that it's a simen, not a siba, then there's no reason why you should be chayav mishum neveila. So Reb Aaron basically paskins that the only heter is out eino ro'oi, and memelo, when you make it ro'oi, it's going to be aser. Now in Rabbi Ganach's Sefer, what's it called? Gan Shoshanim, in volume 2. There are now 3 volumes of Gan Shoshanim. In volume 2, it's page Reish Chof Zayin. It's like the last Tikkun Torah. Or the second to last Tikkun Torah in the Sefer. So Rabbi Ganach has an essay about gelatin, and he argues as follows. Rabbi Ganach maintains that even if Rabbi Aaron is right within the Rambam, but Tosfos in Psachim disagrees. Tosfos in Psachim and Daf Chaf Beis has a whole Tikkun Torah where he says that Dam is not Bechlal the Isser Nevela. The Isser Nevela, Tosfos says, has a Lashon Azai, that the Isser Nevela is only in the Basar. But there's no Isser at all on anything besides the Basar. So if the Isser Nevela does not apply to the Dam, so then presumably the Isser Nevela does not apply to the Gidim and the Atzamos, etc. So therefore it's going to be Heter Gomor, because it's not called Nevela. It's not Bechlau, the Din of Basar. That seems to be the Yesod of Tosfos. So there's a Machlokas, Rabbi Ganek says, between Tosfos and the Rambam as to whether the Lomdus to be Pater because it's not Basar, or is the Lomdus because it's not Ro'ei La'achila, and the Nafgamina should be Le'inyan Gelatin Kimoshe Be'arnu. Just a few other Ha'aros over here with respect to gelatin. The Rambam tells us elsewhere that if you have something that's nesiyabish ke'etz, so it loses the shame basar, but that's only le'ingin tumah. This is a Rambam, I'm quoting now the Megillah Sefer, our dear beloved friend, on page Yud and Yud Aleph. He has a beer le'ingin gelatin also. The Rambam, the Abbas HaTumah, says that even though there's tumas nevela, so when it becomes yavish ke'etz, the tumas nevela goes away. We have oichel, that's tamei, and it becomes yavish ke'etz, the tumah goes away. Now, l'cha'ora, the only reason why the tumah should go away is because it loses the shame basar. However, adayin yesh lachkar, and this is what the Nodeb Yehuda and Simon Chavav is clearing. So when we say that it loses the shame basar, is that a limited din le'inyan the tumah? Or is that a global din for chalatei rekula that it's not called basar? Right? In order to be tame, it has to be basar. Basar nevela is tame. So maybe I'm going to say that the inyan tuma yavish ke'etz is going to help, but mehechatesi that should help by anything else. That's one question that the Noida B'Yehuda deals with. And Lahalacha, the Noda B'Yehuda, was a Mekel. In that Shuvah Simon Chavav, the Noda B'Yehuda, he talks about the Shalfuches Shal Dag. If you have a trayfish, and the trayfish has a swim bladder. I have no idea what a swim bladder is, but that's a Shalfuches. It's the Shalfuches Shal Dag that they used to put into some whiskey or something to clarify the whiskey. Right? You're never going to drink again, I'm telling you. It's not the same. The Shalfuches Shal Dag, right? The Shaila was, they were Miyabesh, then they put it in, so that means it becomes, it's Gozer or Misrakech. Right? So the Nadi Behuda was Mekal on that Shaila. The Nadi Behuda was Mekal on that Shaila, and part of the issue is whether we're Yalfinon Isurim Mituma. That's one issue. Now, the Megillah Sefer points out a few other interesting ha'aros. One could argue as follows, that Yavish Ke'etz maybe only helps on something that originally was lach. But if you have something that mitchilaso was Yavish, and then I'm further miyavish it, mehechatesi, that Yavish Ke'etz will help. You see, when the Rambam tells me that Atzamos is going to be Pater Aval Osir, first of all, Yesh Lachkar, does that mean that's Osir Midrabanon? That means it's Osir Min HaTorah. In Reb Aaron's Tshuva, he points out that Reb Lazer Silver, right? Apparently, Talmidei Chacham used to talk to each other. That's like a big chiddush from that door. But Reb Lazer Silver tainted that the Pshat in the Rambam is that's an Isser D'Oraisa. So Reb Aaron is not so inclined that that's correct. But be it as it may, the Rambam assumes that Yavish is that. Excuse me, that the Or and the Atzamos is Pater. Or and Atzamos is Pater. What type of Atzamos are we talking about? If we're talking about all Atzamos, because L'cha'ira the Rambam is not Mechalek, so that means even an Etzem that is Yavish is going to be Pater. And that would be against the din that we'll see later on in some Mitzadi tests, that Atzamos Yaveshos are Mitzdarif with the Heter. You see, there are different types of Atzamos. There's hard bones and there's soft bones. Reb Chaim Ozer in his Tshuva Tainas that the Rambam is only speaking about soft bones. Soft bones, the Shach's Maskanin in some Mitzadi tests, is that soft bones are Mitzdarif with the Isser. when they have to rechenos, when they have to calculate shishim, where do the bones fall in? Do the bones, are they considered part of the basar? Or are the bones considered part of the heter when they have a taruvus? So the Shach says that there's a difference, Shach passes like the Ran, that there's a difference between Atzomis Yveshos and Atzomis Rakos. When the Rambam says that Atzomis are Patra Ava Aser, Replayim Ezer Tainas, that the Patra Ava Aser is only talking about Atzomis Rakos, but Atzomis Yveshos is going to be Heter Gomer. However, the Lashon HaRambam itself does not seem to be Mechalek Kihuzeh, and you get an impression that from the Rambam, even Atzomos Yveshos is going to be Aser Midrabonon. Now, if it's Aser Midrabonon, even by Atzomos Yveshos, so then there's a further Hakira, does additional Yavshos help on something that was Yavish Mitrila? Comes along the Megillah Sefer, and he quotes from a number of Achronim that maybe additional Yavshos only helps on something that had a little bit of Rakus Mitrila. But I can't say that something that was Yavish Mitrila becomes more Mutter because of the Yavish Ke'etz. That doesn't really make sense. So that would be a Svara why the Isser D'Rabbanon La'atzamos doesn't go away, and if that Isser is maybe even an Isser D'Raisa, like Rabbi Silver said, so then we'd have no heter on the gelatin. Now, there's what Reb Chaim Ezer is saying, is that the Rambam is only talking about Tzomus Rakos, but Tzomus Yveshos is heter gomer. And certainly in this case, in Yavish Ke'etz, it's heter gomer. However, if we disagree with that diak of Reb Chaim Ezer, or not even a diak, it's an assertion of Reb Chaim Ezer, that the Rambam is only talking about Tzomus Rakos, if we assume Kipshuto, the Rambam is talking about Tzomus Yveshos, so then additional Yavshos won't help on that Tzomus Yveshos. It's just not reasonable that something that we nem done is usher, either isser min hatayra, isser midrabanan, even though it was yavesh, so how can additional yavshos be matir that thing? That's already something that's worth thinking about. That's an interesting svara. The Megillah Sefer then has a further discussion. The Primogodim, we said over here, Tainas, that the lumdus of Yavesh is because it is not a shame. The lumdus of Yavesh is that it no longer goes off tam. But if something is fundamentally basar, so then Yavesh won't help. Right? We pointed out this Primogodim Mitzchila. So the Megillah Sefer argues that there are other Primogodims who disagree. And he has the following suggestion. He says, you know, we have a din in Hilchos Pesach that Sa'ur is Aser. No? Forget it in Hilchos Pesach. It's a put in the Tshuva Sefer that was written by the Almighty Lord Himself. There is a pasuk that says that Sa'ur is Aser. What is Sa'ur, gentlemen?
Sourdough.
Sourdough. It's not yeast. Right? Yeast is a microorganism. No? Yeast is Heter Gomer on Pesach. Sa'ur is sourdough, which is that basically you have some dough that gets all moldy, but has the ability, l'chametz by isay sacheres. You could take a little bit of the sourdough and throw it in, and it will make other doughs rise. It's like, this stuff is worth its weight in gold. A good sourdough that ages for years is mamish, it's like gold, I'm telling you. One of the best shabbos I ever got in my shul was a Baal Tshuva was given a gift from his parents, some sourdough starter that was like 20 years old and was like really geshmak, a sourdough starter. But here's the problem. Baal Tshuva, parents, chamech avar lava pesach for 20 years. Ah! Right? Some of my favorite shaylos. Okay, so sourdough is aser because it's really lachametz by isay sacheres. It goes through a stage when it's not ra'i at all. The teretz is either that's the gzeras hakasav, or since this item is intended to go through a stage where it's not ra'i and then become ra'i, so then that's going to be aser. If that second svara is correct, so we could say that the primogodim aser is the or hakiva when it's Yavish Ke'etz, because Or HaKiva, the intention is to be to dry it out, and then to have it go and add its enzyme, its rennet, to other things. So that's why it could be a problem, because it's mitchila omed l'kach. So another svara to be machmir is when it's mitchila omed l'kach, and that's where, of course, would be machmir on gelatin. We could argue that maybe if there's a heter of yavish ke'et, that's only on substances that are not supposed to be yavish. But if the yavshus is like a stage in the middle of the process, and it's there to just extract a certain thing, and then you're going to use it later on, so if it's a stage in the process, that's going to be a chumrah le'inyin, the gelatin. This is found in the Megillah Sefer, in, again, what I just quoted, the last 2 points, is the Megillah Sefer, it's Os Beis and Os Gimel. So, again, what we have over here, I think, is like an overview of the sugya of Yavesh Ke'etz and the sugya of the gelatin. Again, Halacha L'Maisa, American Kashrus, has been machmer on this question. My understanding was, and maybe I shouldn't say this on tape, the issue of gelatin comes up very often in medicines. You know, you have like these gel caps. So people tend to be machmir. If you look at some of the websites like the Star K, they'll say if you need to take gel caps, you should like wrap it up in a tissue or something that's like karchei b'siv, right? So maybe that helps. Nir lafi niyastaiti, that yesh lahakil in these gel caps, because meheta tasting gelatin is a problem at all. The Chaim Ha'ezer's make on the gelatin. We tend to be machmir on the gelatin. I could argue that I'm only machmir on the gelatin in a situation where there's real achila. If I have medicine that's blia below achila, right, you don't chew your medicines. Again, maybe I'd be machmir if I have like a type of gummy bear medicine. I think those exist like for 3-year-olds. After you're 3, like they don't exist so much. But our pills, or our caps, our gel caps, so I think Hasvar no Senes should really be Heter Gomer. Why make yourself crazy on the gel caps? Kach Nero Lefi Elias Daiti. Okay, gentlemen, we should have a wonderful and blessed day. Now, I want to...